I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about healthy and beautiful. Healthy and beautiful. Lately, we've been talking a lot about both health and beauty, and I want to give you a little bit of background on where this is coming from. I'm actually going to share a few things that I've actually never shared before, just because I feel like some things that God shows you, you should keep to yourself for a little while until there's a certain point in time where I feel like God today was saying, you know what? It's time to start talking about some of these things. So early on in my walk with God, when I was first getting going with Him, I began to learn about the power of just taking communion regularly. And I was in my kitchen one morning, and I was just taking communion. I didn't know all that I know now about how we take communion now, but I was just taking communion, and it's a time, it was just a beautiful time of just connecting with God. And as I was in the middle of my communion, I just heard it very clearly on the inside. Daniel, make my body healthy. Make my body healthy. And so since that time, there's been this anointing that God has given me. Prior to that, I had spent years and years traveling all over the country and studying with the best health and fitness experts that I could find. Because I had my own personal training gym business, was studying with these health and fitness experts, learning and growing. And some of the stuff I learned, not the greatest, but some of the stuff I've learned, God has used, and He's given me the biblical explanation for it. So it started with, Daniel, make my body healthy. And then I think it was either the same day or within the next couple of days, I heard this come through. Daniel, make my body beautiful. Make my body beautiful. I didn't know anything about beauty at that time. And since that time, over the last, this is probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. Probably about 10 years ago. And since that time, over the last year or two, God's really been teaching me about beauty. That He is the source of beauty. And we've been starting to pair these two things together. If you've been following along, we've been starting to, at the beginning of this year in 2022, to begin to pair a daily workout with our daily communion meditations. To begin to pair a daily workout with our daily communion meditations. And so, where are we going with this today? Healthy and beautiful. God wants to have His abundant health flowing through your body. He can restore your body to abundant health. But not only that, He wants to take it a step further. He wants to make you beautiful. He wants to be the source of it. Often we try to make our own selves healthy. We try to beautify ourselves. He wants to be the source of it, where you know that it was Him. He gets the glory. He gets the testimony. Now, when He first told me these things, I have no idea how to do these things. I know some things about health at this point. But then He just began to teach me and to train me and to unfold things to me. And one of the most powerful things that I've learned is that the same principles that make an individual body healthy, our body is a physical representation of the body of Christ. If you understand how to make one body healthy, you can make the entire community or the entire body healthy. But not only healthy, healthy and beautiful. Those two have to go together, because when God is the source of it, it's His grace that supplies all of this. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. But why do we even do these communions? Why do we take communion so often? Why are we taking this every day? Why am I on here often repeating myself over and over again on some of these things that we're doing? Because Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It stirs His sacrifice. It stirs everything that He's done, all those spiritual principles, into our mind and emotions. And it gives us something practical that we do. It begins to combine the spiritual and the physical together. Spiritual principles stirred into our mind and emotions, into the memory. And then something practical, something physical that we actually do to help us to abide in Christ today, to take our positioning in Him. Where that grace is, where that health is, where that beauty is. And it offers us this opportunity to receive from Him. I view communion as this table-turning experience where you can receive. It serves as a marker in time where, you know what, on that day, I receive those promises from God. But every time we do it, it's important to take it the right way, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with just honor and reverence and gratitude and respect, doing it with delight, not out of obligation, not letting your familiarity with it breed contempt, just this amazing time to just abide in Him and to connect with Him. And then we started pairing the workouts with it. Because I believe that working out is one of the greatest ways to connect with God and experience His power flowing through you, to experience His grace flowing through you, and to practically see it flowing out of you, because it gives you feedback almost instantly as you're exercising. And once you learn how to apply that in your physical body, yes, that's amazing for your health. That's amazing for beautifying your body. But once you understand how to do that, it teaches you. Once you understand it, you practically can apply it into other areas like your finances, your family, your purpose, your community, creating more order in your environment. You can create that same impact and applying it in your time. You can roll it into every area of life. This whole process that we're doing right here, communion plus the daily communion workouts, extremely powerful. Now, what I would tell you is I hope that you're doing it, not just listening to me, but that you're actually taking communion with me. I was talking to a friend of mine who's been doing this along with me. He said, every time I do it, I feel like it's like a contract, like a partnership, an agreement that we're doing together. We're getting into agreement about this. And agreement is such a powerful principle. Partnership and agreement is such a powerful principle in the kingdom of heaven. So that's why we're doing this. But typically, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. I'll tell you what, you start praying this prayer every single day. And you're going to see we do a lot of repetition. Repetition is the path to greatness in the kingdom of heaven. You got to practice these commandments and teach them, and you want to become great in the kingdom of heaven. Repetition is the path. Because as you begin to meditate it, as you begin to repeat it over and over, it begins to expand, it begins to grow bigger and get established in your heart. But we start with this prayer, and then we take a few minutes to do our four fundamentals, to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. And then we've got a few workout tips that we're going to give you every day. So one of my goals is, it's like praying about, God, how am I going to help people implement all this that you've shown me? It's a lot of good stuff. How am I going to help people implement this? And he said, the same way you do the communion, just start giving them day by day. Start showing them the path. You start following this. There is a grace on this. This is not my own doing. None of this was my choice. I had a different plan. I was going a different direction in life. You start doing these things, you're going to experience this grace come on you in your health, beautifying your body, I believe. Not only that, but your connection to God is just going to so greatly increase. I don't know how to explain it. And then it's going to start to overflow into the other areas of your life. Because when this grace flows, you don't just get health. You get everything else too. It comes as a package deal. So start the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And I got our new part that we've been doing. I got it on the screen today. Send us opportunities to do good and to be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities that you're leading us to. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through our half of prayer. These are four big fundamentals. Remember, masters of anything, the path to greatness, practicing and drilling these fundamentals day by day by day. But you got to bring some energy. You got to bring some presence. You got to bring some joy into them every day. So step number one, let's get positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light. And we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. Then we're going to take action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together with God in partnership with him today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in the darkness. There's no in-between. There's no in-between. And every day, we've got to keep repositioning ourselves back into light. I tell you what, you want to be abundantly healthy and feel this grace flowing through you, you got to take your position in the light today. How are we going to do it? Number one, humility. Just humbling ourselves to receive that grace from God. God gives grace to the humble. Humbling ourselves, not insisting on our own way, being willing to say you're sorry, being willing to grow and repent and change, and to receive that forgiveness from him. And then it's going to flow through us. We're going to forgive ourselves, give ourselves that same grace that he's given us, and then walk in that with other people where we just let some things go. To be in the light is to be in love. Love and light are one and the same thing. To be in love is to be externally focused. Focus on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing? And one of the easiest ways to stay positioned in this all day long, to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. I'll tell you what, you want to be healthy? Make it a habit to stay positioned in gratitude and praise, because health is supposed to start the way God designed our bodies to function. Health starts in your spirit, and it's got to flow through your mind and emotions out into your physical body. That's the way it's meant to function. And you get yourself positioned in gratitude and praise, and it just begins to open up those gates where that can flow through you so much more. So what's in the light? You take your positioning in the light. This is where all the good stuff is. Everything God has is in the light. You want to get abundantly healthy and your body beautified? In the light. His spirit, his power, his presence, his love, his peace, his joy. You can have his mind and wisdom flowing today. His health and energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked in me. As you work out today, use God's health. Use his energy to do the workout. He's given you access to his time, his finances, so much more. Then we're going to magnify that light, our second fundamental. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. As we magnify that light, it's going to expand it. It's going to expand the capacity where God can begin to flow more and more through you. It's going to build a bigger pipeline. It's all about what we're focused on, what our attention is on. What we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on throughout the day. So to magnify the light, here's some ways we can do it. Magnify God's word. Be thinking about it. Be talking about it. Be diligently studying it. To magnify his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God because of Jesus. We've got his blessing and favor. He eagerly desires to help you today. He so wants to help us today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in earthen vessels. Can stay focused on and magnifying whatever's lovely and just and true and setting our minds on the things above. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems. But it does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion and insisting on doing things our own way, just meditating on the issues and problems and building them up as bigger in our minds than God is. We could stay stuck in the past, stay worrying about the future rather than in the present moment. We could just be meditating and trying to solve it all ourselves, trying to do life on our own without God. But there's a better way. That's why we got to recognize those symptoms. When you're in darkness, you might be snapping at people. You might be withdrawing your presence, trying to avoid people or give them the silent treatment. You might feel this heaviness, this oppression on you, this pressure, like all the weight is on you. Feels like you're hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's that fear and stress and worry, the anxiety, dread of the future. Confusion about what to do, which steps to take, just toiling away in your mind, rolling things over and over. As you stay stuck in darkness, you get stuck in these bad habits, these bad patterns that are hard to break on our own, but with God, nothing's impossible. So when you're in the light, what a difference. Number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can go to work. When you rest, he goes to work, and now it's his love, it's his peace, it's his power, it's his health, it's his energy, it's his time, it's his finances, it's his everything flowing through you. And now all of a sudden, everything is free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels rise up because it's his energy working through you. And you get so much more present because we stop worrying about all this other stuff. And now all of a sudden, we become so much more aware of everything that's going on around us, become externally focused. He begins to set you free from those bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles, situations that seemed impossible. He just begins to set you free over and over and over again. And also, if that wasn't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we can turn. We can repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It takes 1 second to turn it back around. We get off track to turn it back around, and we get right back into the light. How do you do it? You humble yourselves. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for missing it, for whatever it is that it was. You receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. You reconcile with anybody else if need be. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his grace and his goodness. 1 second later, 2 seconds later, just begins to flow. All of a sudden, you feel that peace and that joy just begin to wash over you on the inside. That doesn't mean all the external situations are turned in 1 second, but it can turn on the inside in 1 second. And we got to stay tuned in today. Listening for God's leading, listening for his direction today. Every day he's trying to lead us and guide us and train us. The way I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to get positioned in the light first with gratitude and what are the things that went well today? What are my wins for the day? And then I like to ask this question, God, what are you trying to show me today? What was I learning today? Is there anything that I missed? And just get still and you listen for a few minutes. It doesn't take long, just a few minutes. And you connect with him, and whatever you hear, you just begin to write it down. Whether you think it was him or not, you just begin to write it down. And day by day, you begin to record your journey like that. Then as you go throughout your day, you stay tuned in. You stay positioned in the light. And it does something like tuning a radio receiver. And all of a sudden, you hear so much more clearly from him when you're positioned in the light. If you're ever unsure on something, don't know what to do, which direction to take, just ask. Just ask him. He wants to show you. And then wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we start doing things that we don't know yet. What is there grace to do today? What do you know to do today? And I like to make my plan with God in my journal the night before. What's my plan for the next day? God, is there anything on your, what's on your plan for today? Anything you know to do, anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything God's giving you a leading or excitement to do for today? And then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning with expectation, with joy, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to show up and I'm going to execute that plan with a good heart, with a good attitude, with a willing heart. I'm going to focus on doing good and being a blessing today, and I'm going to execute it with God. I'm going to execute this plan in partnership with God, full confidence in Him today. That state where all that doubt, all that unbelief is removed, and you just say, you know what? God's with me. He's helping me execute this right now. And as you do this, it does something like turns you into a magnet, begins to magnetize you. When this grace begins to flow you, His grace beautifies. And beauty is magnetizing. Beauty is attractive. It just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. So let's talk about health, healthy and beautiful. How does it happen? It happens from the inside out. It's receiving this from God in your spirit, getting it to flow through your mind and emotions, out into the physical body, out into the physical world where you see it. It takes walking in faith, stay positioned in that gratitude and praise that'll help you with that. And it takes trusting Him at what I call the point of contact. It takes that understanding that this grace is available, but then it's got to flow through you. It stays stuck on the inside of you if it doesn't flow through you. How do you get it out of you? You got to trust at the point of contact, which means what? When you go to do things, when you go to do your workout, when you go to do things throughout your day, it's that trust that He's right there with you. And that He is the source of this. It doesn't come through our effort or our striving or our whatever. God is the source of all of it. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for You. To have You in our lives. And we just thank You that You desire above all things, it says, that we would prosper and be in health even as our soul is prospering. I don't know, some people have taught on that verse saying, oh, it was just a letter. Is that God really speaking? Does He really desire above all things that you prosper and be in health? And for a while, I listened to some of that stuff. And I wondered, does it really happen? But then just one morning in my prayer time with God, I just heard this verse coming through. And it's like I could hear God speaking this verse to me. I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's His greatest desire. I desire above all things for you. Even as your soul is prospering, it's learning to receive this from Him on the inside. Get it through your soul in the middle, where it's prospering in the soul in the middle and out into the world. And we're going to talk about communion paired with exercise, daily communion workouts. The best way I know, and God's told me, make my body healthy, make my body beautiful. The best way I know what He's taught me, this combination. I don't think it was an accident that He told me, make my body healthy while I was taking communion. And now we do communion every day. I don't think that was a coincidence. Communion is such an important principle for health. Such an important principle for health. Start taking communion every day, regularly, every day. And then you start practicing how to apply this faith and exercise, physical exercise, one of the greatest opportunities, the greatest ways, and the easiest ways, one of the most enjoyable ways to do it. Exercise is supposed to be this beautiful, enjoyable thing. The world has twisted it around into something that's miserable, experience, that's painful. But that's not the way God created it to be. So, Father, we just thank You for this bread and this juice and what it represents. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, this is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. He said, take it. Receive it. That He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He wants to make you healthy and beautiful. Beautiful in every way. He helps you, wants to help you build a beautiful life, a healthy and beautiful life in every way. Now, one thing to remember, it's got to work from the inside out. Give it some time. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to take a gentle approach that allows you to be consistent day in, day out over time. And the only way to continue with that is to take a gentle approach and build momentum over time. People might do it for a week or 2 months or 3 months and say, oh, it's not really working yet. You just haven't given it long enough. It takes being consistent. The path to greatness is consistent repetition done over and over and over and over again until you truly master it. That's the path. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So, after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you experience this, this partnership with God, where that grace just flows through you, just think it helps you to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take the juice. All right, so now it's about making today a masterpiece. We're going to stay positioned in the light. We're going to keep magnifying that light and pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you're going to turn it around quickly. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. Take action on those things that you know to do and do them together with God in partnership with him. You do those things, he's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. Now, let's pair that with some health stuff, health and workout advice. Romans 10:15. This is something new we're going to start doing every day. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Start your workouts with your feet. What God's taught me to do. Start every workout with your feet. How are you going to do that? You can massage the bottoms of your feet. I usually use like a small marble. You can use a lacrosse ball, something where you can work on massaging the bottoms of your feet. The bottoms of your feet tend to get tight. They get little spots in there that are tight or tender. You don't have to push super hard. You don't have to use a lot of pressure, just light pressure, just gently massaging the bottom of your feet. And then the first thing we're going to do that I do in every single workout you see in the daily communion workouts, the first thing that's listed on there is calf raises. Calf raises, where you're just standing on a step like this. You're standing on a step and you bring your ankles down and extend back up. Just calf raises up and down. Why do we do that first? Because the blood, the circulation tends to get stuck in the feet. Also, the lymphatic fluid tends to get stuck down in your legs. People get edema and things like that in their legs. And this begins to circulate. It begins to move things around. It begins to get the circulation going in your body. And think about all the Bible verses on the power of the blood. When the blood is circulating, when the blood is moving, it brings health to the entire body. The life of the flesh is in the blood. We got to get that blood circulating. So first thing we do when we start the workout, calf raises. So we usually start with a little higher rep set. Whatever you can do, up to about 50 reps. If you're going to do five, do five. We talk about doing beautiful reps where you're relying and trusting in God. You're focusing on him. You're present. Your breathing's in sync. If you get to where you can do 50 easily, then you can start to do single leg calf raises. Work your way up to where you can do 20, 30, 40, 50 of those on each leg. Then the other thing is washing your feet before bed. This is a tip I learned from a guy who lived to be, I think he was 114 years old. Every night before bed, and I found this is in the Bible, he would wash his feet before bed. And he would rub off the dead skin with a pumice stone and rub his feet down with olive oil before bed. Start with the feet. Take care of your feet. One of the best things you can do for your health. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, my goal is to make as much of this as we can free, to help make people healthy and beautiful. to make the body healthy and beautiful. My goal is to make this free. So if you'd like to partner with us, help us to get this out there more and more. We'd love to have you join us. We've got some special benefits that you get for partnering with us. Love to have you join us on that journey. But I look forward to seeing you next time.